I want to begin with two simple stories from the life of Saint Teresa of Avila, the Spanish saint, mystic, and doctor of the church. She had a sense of humor and a deep piety, and she founded her monastery, and as she was going from place to place in her old age, she endured many trials, and once in prayer she said, "God, why is it so difficult? Why am I going through so many trials?" And God allegedly answered her in her prayers, "This is how I treat all my friends." And Saint Teresa answered, "No wonder you have so few." The second story is similar. In a monastery, the nuns are very independent, and they choose their own superior, sometimes called an abbess. Well, there was one superior chosen by the nuns who was very bad, and the same thing, Saint Teresa of Avila turns in prayer to God and says, "Lord, if I had my way, this woman would never be superior." And in answer to her prayer, she heard, "The Lord said, if I had my way, she would not be superior either." What deep lesson is this? When we pray in the Our Father, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," there are two types of will that the early theologians talked about. One is the thing that God wants and desires. God always desires the just, the good, and never wants something evil. Then the question is, whence comes evil? Well, there is a thing we call God's permissive will. He allows things to happen. And he gives us the freedom to do bad things, because that is the price of love. You have to give a person the freedom to say yes or to say no. That is why the answer to Saint Teresa's prayer with God, "If I had my way," is so important for us. We cannot control what happens to us in this world. Often we prepare, we do our best to avoid. But what we can always control is our response. And we can ask ourselves the question, how can I bring more good into this world? Even when something evil befalls me, how can I turn this into something good? How can the suffering that is inflicted upon me make me more conscious of how I may have hurt other people by my words, by what I have done, by what I have failed to do, as we say in the Latin Mass? It is very important to realize that you are never simply a bystander or a spectator in your own life. That God has given you active agency. As we heard in the epistle, it is not those who listen to the law who are justified, but those who act upon it. We are people who have been given a gift of free will and free choice to make decisions upon our lives. And we can cry about what was done to us. But what will be worse if we in the future cry about things we have not done for ourselves? So every time and the next time something befalls you that is not good or someone hurts you, ask yourself the question, God has given me freedom. He's given me choice. How can I do something good from something bad that has befallen us? Because God has to do this every day. Make something good out of something bad. Take the cross as a weapon of capital punishment and make it a symbol of of how much God loves us. Slava Isusu Christu!